So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Coats for Kids going strong. We need your help. 300,000 children here in Washington State, they live in poverty.
Yes.
The goal this year is 2,500 brand new American-made coats for kids. $25 does that.
Mm-hmm.
Each jacket's $25. The goal, again, if we can get more, if we can put 3,000 new coats on
kids. That'd be great.
That'd be cool, too. Please give what you can and help us with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm, as Coats for Kids is on now at KISW.com.
And shout out to our good friend Anonymous, who donated $500.
That's right. I heard that this morning.
Like, look, man, I get the people who want the anonymity, but, you know, sometimes, man, take some credit when you do something good, because God knows you get blamed when you do something bad, right?
Well, they probably owe someone else money.
You know what?
Yeah.
Anonymous, stay anonymous, man. Right.
You never know.
Don't let any know you got the cash.
Coats for Kids is on now. Please help what you can. KISW.com. All right, a question. How did a toilet save or ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Well, I can tell you, the time that I ruined the toilet was not that long ago. I had a colonoscopy. That's what I had to go do on Veterans Day, the 11th. And so I actually got scheduled for it because I needed to do what they call an upper. And so they were going to stretch my esophagus. And so they said, oh, you're 46. You could have a colonoscopy too. And I was like, well, that's great. So I go to check in there, and every single freaking person was worried about my colonoscopy. I was worried about getting my throat stretched because I would get food caught in it. So I had to do the prep. I'm going to tell you, at about 10 o'clock the night before, I'm laying in bed, and it sounds like a logging truck starts to roll down the road. I got into the bathroom, and it was like the fire department opened a valve in my butthole.
I
blew so hard for so long that I couldn't even wipe anymore. All I had to do was pat, because my chocolate starfish,
oh, yeah,
Fred Durst would say.
No, it's raw.
Raw is no other. Raw is not a word. The only thing I had to look forward to was the drugs that were coming my way. And it didn't stop. It didn't stop afterwards. It just kept coming. And I just felt bad for the man that had to go in there. I was like, buddy, you know, they don't pay you enough.
Well, did they successfully stretch your esophagus?
Yes, they did. So it went out 3 millimeters, and they got to do it again. I think I got to get it done every couple of years. But I kept talking to the people, and I was like, have you ever got something caught in your throat? And every single one of them was like, no. I was like, well, if you had got something caught in your throat before, you wouldn't be worried about a colonoscopy. You'd be worried about
right,
food in your throat.
Well, think about your esophagus. Basically, what it's doing is it's formed like an hourglass.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got a part in your throat somewhere that is very taut.
Yeah.
What they do is they take this thing in there like they would if they were looking at a woman's examination.
Yeah.
And they go in there and they stretch that crap out.
They use the same tool even.
I watched this. My daughter was born with TEF. So she didn't have an esophagus.
She didn't have one.
No, so they had a form one.
No esophagus.
And when they...
How does your body forget? It just seems like you're in the womb.
Yeah,
and
no,
it's like,
no kidding.
Here's all the parts you need. It's like, no, oh, crap, yeah, man, we forgot the esophagus.
Yeah. So, gonna use that one.
So when they pull from the bottom, and
what's this for?
And they pull from the top, and when they put it together, they kind of sew it together.
Yeah.
So, but that area gets scarred, and it becomes smaller. So they go in there, but you can see this crap with the camera. say, take the camera down there. You could watch it like in the waiting area.
Yeah.
You know, if you wanted to. So I was just curious how it worked. And they go in there and they stretch that bad boy out. And you're like, damn, it's crazy. It's kind of like, looks like the end of one of those poles that you use that, you change the light bulbs up real high. You know what I mean? It's kind of like one of those things. That's just.
Do they have to keep doing it or does one?
It just depends. The taller you get, the more taut that area gets. So as you grow, you know what I mean? That stretches with it. So.
Has she had to go back and get it done since then or was once enough?
No, she had to get it done a couple times. It's like at one point in time, I couldn't get any food in her body for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't figure out because she was hungry. Why is this not going down? Well, one of the buttons off my shorts must have been on the floor, popped off, and she swallowed it. So basically, that kid was eating for like 2 or 3 days just based on what could drip down through those 4 buttonholes.
Which is like nothing, right?
I mean, absolutely nothing. No wonder she was starving.
God, man.
Pissed off at me. How did a toy? But they went there with the camera. I was like, there's my button. Because those are my favorite shorts.
Did they give it back?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I got the button back.
Huh.
Of course, like everybody else has a button. You never sew it back on.
No, you don't.
Like if you get buttons with shirts.
You always do.
You always keep them. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
We recently got rid of probably about 40 buttons.
I mean, it's just
my wife's like, I don't even know if we have these clothes anymore. I'm like, right, but we kept the button because they give it to you when you buy fancy stuff.
Not a button, but and things getting stuck where they shouldn't. Going back to toilets, I had an apartment where I was like, hey, you need to fix the toilet. Like it won't flush right. Like every 10th flush, it just would get clogged up. So they kind of worked on it once, and then I called them back and said, hey, or emailed them back, said you got to work on it again. And the lady knocked on my door and was like, listen, we fixed it this time. I was like, all right. And she goes, you have any containers on your sink that are missing lids? I go, yeah, I do.
Oh.
She's like, yeah. So we're not going to charge you, but you clearly knocked this in there. Like, this isn't really on the apartment building, but we'll let it go this time.
Oh, thank you.
My bad.
Same thing, Miles. Like, I don't know. Just like top of the melatonin. And at some point, I just
knocked it
in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're probably so delirious for not getting any sleep that you needed to take. And you're like, ugh.
I mean, it was just that simple. But, like, same thing. Like, you realize now, like, why is this toilet acting so weird?
Oh, you knocked it in the toilet.
Right? Yeah, so it and then flushed stuck. It.
So they
right.
thought they had fixed it once, then had to go back and basically take the whole thing apart. And we're like, that's what I'm saying. She was very nice. She was like, this is on you, but, like, we'll let it go this time. Just don't do it again.
The first time I had a clogged toilet after the kids were born. The toilet's clogged. I'm like, all right, man. I go in there, and there's my daughter's Barbie doll about half submerged. She was completely underwater. And I always remember it looked like a drowning victim because her little hair was still floating on top.
Yeah.
But Barbie herself's in the hole. And I'm like, why is she in the toilet? And kids being kids, like, we wanted to see if she could flush.
Like, yeah.
I can't argue that. But we now know the answer is no. And so I'm kind of yanking this thing out.
Why would you want to flush Barbie down the toilet?
I don't know.
You're not 5.
They decided.
All right. Okay. I mean, is there any other excuse other than they're little
kids? I think they were
kids.
3 and 4. But yeah. They just wanted to know if it flushed down the toilet. And so I finally get this thing out of it, kind of wedged in. And I pull out Barbie. My daughter wants it back. I'm like, no. Barbie's going to the grave. That is the trash can. Leave it alone. And I'm like, so now you guys know Barbie doesn't flush. And there's this little pause. They kind of look at each other. My son looks at me. He's like, well, G.I. Joe does. I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So there's like 2 or 3 of them that it did not cause any problems that I know of. But, yeah, they'd stuffed a bunch of stuff in there. The other action figures disappeared. But Barbie didn't go down. Barbie's
so G.I. Joe somewhere in the drainage?
Yeah, they were gone. I did not know this had happened until they explained. So I'm like, so Barbie doesn't flush. G.I. Joe does. I'm like, cool.
Is that one of those you just go, all right, new rule.
Yes.
Nothing. We're not seeing what flushes unless it's poop or
if
toilet
it
paper.
Does not come out of your body. Do not put it in the toilet and flush it.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
It's amazing what you have to explain, you know?
It's kind of crazy.
Guess who it is, Ted?
James.
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Okay, I got one for you, fellas. I was bouncing downtown Kirkland for many, many years, and it was our job to...
take the cocaine bags out of the toilet.
Yeah, I've seen that a few times. It was our job to clean the men's bathroom. After all, so we had so many incidents with the girls' bathroom being more disgusting than the men's.
Always, always.
Yeah. And so the waitress is like, well, we're just going to tip you half the time, then half the amount. And so that was fine with us, so we didn't have to deal with it. So one night, me and my partner mopping up the boys' room and get a knock on the door. It's one of the waitresses. She goes, I will give you $100 if you clean the girls' bathroom. And like, well, what's going on? She goes, you got to see it. So before we decided to say yes to this, we had to go look. And somebody took a dookie on top of the toilet lid. It was shut. And then put a used tampon in the middle of the dookie.
You mean like a bird ticket?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. We ran out of that bathroom gagging like crazy. In our little bar back, we had this guy. I think he was a freshman in college at the time. He worked his butt off for us, and we said, man, we'll give you $150 if you go clean that.
What is going through somebody's mind?
Did he take the money?
He took the money, yeah. He was gagging the whole time. We were out in the hallway just laughing at him. But he earned it, though. He did a good job.
Did he look at it before he accepted the money?
He was so dire straight of money. He needed it so bad.
Yeah, he's a freshman.
Student, you know, yeah. And, you know, so, you know, he did it without even looking. I think he just took the bleach in there and the mop. And he was like, I got it, guys.
I just would really want to look around that room and figure out
who did that?
Yeah. Who has the mentality?
The bar was closed. We had a couple of ideas. There were some other, some women in there that might have played that part, but we didn't know for sure.
Well, it's more
but
than
why,
it's more
why
than just
did
that.
You think, like, you might be wrong, you might be right, but what is it about the personality where you go, look, of all the people that I've carded or watched tonight, if I had to guess who pooped on top of a toilet seat and put a used tampon in the middle, like a birthday candle and a cupcake, I'm saying it was Sheila. Like, what is the vibe they give off that says, yeah, I can see this person doing that?
Well, back in the day in Kirkland, there were some radical kids. I call them kids. And I was young then, too, but I think I was more mature than they were. And there was a lot of alcohol and drugs going on in that bar that, you know, who knows? I mean, it could have been anybody, but I had a few ideas, and well, I wish the bar was still open.
Well, the thing is that you want to know this information. Like, if a dude does this, yeah. Like, you know, every woman should know that this guy is capable of that in case maybe they thought, I might want to date this person.
Doing it on purpose.
But that is a sheer sign right there that no matter what the deal is, you know, you don't want to be friends with him.
No.
I mean, I left a turd in a hotel.
You left the question mark.
Yeah,
but it was in
the toilet.
The toilet. All they had to do was flush.
I was just
and
impressed
it goes away.
Just how perfect of a question mark it was.
Yeah.
Still gross.
It is
gross. It's still gross, but you didn't do it on top of the toilet.
And you didn't add anything to it. Like, pooping on top of a toilet seat is gross enough, but you're like, ha, but for my master stroke, here's a tampon. Like, dude, how far do you need to carry this?
You're going
to
wake up with, like, a knife over you.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
That's got to be she knew somebody
And was mad, you think?
Somebody cut her off. Something happened.
Something. Oh, that's the only thing I could think of is that she's mad at one of the bartenders. You're right. Like, that just seems evil.
I feel like when you cut someone off, if I'm a bartender and I have to cut someone off because they're super hammered, like, even if they say, can I go to the bathroom? No. Yeah. Or you have to go in with the bouncer because that's where you're going
to
do your power.
But if you're at the point to be cut off, I don't even think you're capable of that. I mean, as far as the balance goes, you know, the entire...
Right, to pull all that off. Yeah, you're buzzed and think it's funny.
How did a toilet saver ruin the day? 206-803-ROCK.
Probably find out like it was a nun or something.
I just thought it'd be funny.
It's just so like, why? Why do it on top? And they'd be like, add an extra little bonus.
Boom.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.